This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Got his morning show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And fat boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3. In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The change, it's not bushy. It's
thank
well,
you.
Well kept. Bushy sounds like it's not kept. It's well groomed. Thank you.
Bushy. I'm going to pump you good.
Hang on, Bob. You know what? You keep threatening that, won't you?
Ew.
You got trouble for that over the years, Bobby.
That's true.
Robert Barker, rest in peace.
Gather around, friends, because today I got a real-life mystery that probably gonna make your skin crawl.
Uh-oh.
It's got fake identities, secret messages, and a man who literally erased himself from existence. And the craziest part about this, y'all, is that nobody knows who he really was.
Oh, no.
This is Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries. Hi, Matt. This is the story of Peter Bergman, or at least that's the name that he wanted us to believe. We go back to the year 2009. It was June 12th. I believe, according to calculators, that's 16 years ago. A quiet town called Sligo, Ireland. Or maybe it's Sligo. It looks like Slingo, Sligo, but with no N.
Sligo.
If you watch TV's Price is Right, which we just mentioned. A man arrives by bus from nearby Derry, D-E-R-R-Y, in Northern Ireland.
Derry.
Derry? Okay.
I don't know.
Older-looking guy, gray hair, glasses, nothing necessarily particularly memorable about him. In other words, you walking down the street, he's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. You'd see him, all right, typical-looking guy, blends in, whatever. The only thing that was kind of odd is that he was carrying a plastic bag that was bright purple. And They have all this on CCTV, all the closed circuit, all the surveillance. Again, 2009, I mean, this stuff was there. There was no stores nearby that used that bright purple bag. Nothing to say, you know, whatever. They couldn't figure out the oddity of the purple bag. But the only thing is, when he first came into Sligo, he said that he was walking with purpose. An older guy that knew where he was going and wanted to hurt him get there. And
like Vince McMahon back in the day?
Well, maybe not with the big overstepping and slinging the arms like he's a bushwhacker, but he's quickly getting to his hotel at the Sligo City Hotel, or Sligo, as it were. He pays in cash, no credit cards, no ID, just hold card cash, cold hard cash as well. You know what? You're a dyslexia bully.
Dyslexia bully.
How dare you? So he goes, he signs a guest book, and he writes his name as Peter Bergman and puts an address that he's from so-and-so Boulevard in Austria. But there's one problem with that, my friends.
It was Know Your Role Boulevard.
No. It was Shut Your Mouth Drive. The address did not exist. Uh-oh. But they didn't cross-search that when he checked in because he paid with cash. He's like, whatever. So the next few days, the surveillance cameras capture him walking all over town, always with that same bright purple plastic bag in his hand. And this is where it kind of gets real weird and takes a turn. He's constantly disposing of small things, piece by piece, in random trash bins all through Sligo, Ireland. Just draw, and you can't tell what it is, but the way he's putting it in there, he's hiding it almost like he didn't want it to be found. And the kicker is, nothing was ever found. They went back to these spots. They found nothing. But you see on camera, he's taking something out of this purple plastic bag. He's hiding it near the trash bins, near the dump areas. They can't find the stuff.
And he doesn't have a dog, so it's not dog poop.
No.
I'm sure they looked over it, right? They just didn't know what they were looking for.
They didn't know what they were looking for. They just noticed he would stop, look around, hide some stuff, and go about its way. You couldn't see what he was taking out of the bag. So you fast forward to June 16th. That morning, a taxi dropped him off at a place called Ross's Point Beach. It's looks real pretty. I didn't think about the Irish coast as like a beach, but it's real nice. You're addicted to hand sanitizer. You're sitting here huffing while I'm doing a very
alarming.
I'm trying to hide it so you don't have to see it. She called me a
sanitizer. But I hear.
I did call you something.
Like you were the way that with the Sharpies back 10 years ago, and now you've moved on to hand sanitizer.
You're a Sandy sniffer.
You're a Sandy sniffer.
She called me Sandy sniffer. Come on.
Christ. I'm over here pouring my heart out to you,
so
and you're
sorry.
Over there just catching a buzz.
This is important. This is
and I'm in it, too, because the guy, you know, he's littering like hell, and nobody can find what
it littering. Is. Not littering. So the taxi drops him off at Ross's Point Beach. Look it up on Google Maps. Beautiful. Later that day, his lifeless body is found washed up on shore.
Oh.
At first, to everyone involved, the police and whatnot, they assumed it was a drowning. But then the autopsy report comes in. There was no water in his lungs. No water in his lungs.
Then he
no
couldn't
signs,
have drowned.
No signs of trauma. There were no drugs. There was no poison. Nothing. Cause of death, officially, unknown.
He still would have been in the water. Like, even if he didn't drown, if he died before he hit the water, he still would have got water in his lungs.
See, that's not even the strangest part. The authorities started examining his belongings, and then they realized that every single label on his clothes had been cut out. The sizes, the brands, the warning label, like all that stuff. No tags, no branding, nothing traced back to a store or original place that it was made. Nothing. They could not even look at the pants and try to even tell, with the pants particularly, what the material was. The only thing they found, he had no wallet, he had no phone. And this was in 2009, y'all, so phone. Didn't have a phone, no ID, just had a few euros in his pocket. And a single key to an unknown lock.
He had gyros in his pocket?
Nope. He was not in Greece. You could have said potatoes, because they're in Ireland.
Random.
You said he had euros in his pocket.
Oh.
Take another
Does
hit.
Does that make you hungry?
I need you to get through this. No, go ahead. If that's what you need
Does
to do.
Does that make you hungry?
To get through this. I want to hear it right now. Go ahead.
Hear a big one.
Do a big hit. Big rip.
Sandy sniffer.
That's what you deserve. Open the future. You have to sue makers of hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
I don't want to enable him.
Sanitizer lung.
God almighty, that was... Like, I was trying to be half funny, but that was...
Mark Hendricks, I'm trying.
It was too much.
Here's where it's even more bizarre, though. I mean, you think, whoa. The autopsy, they were like, we're not just going to accept this unknown cause of death. This is strange. We don't know who this guy is. And one particular member of the police organization made it his thing to, like, I want to figure this out. I guess you'd say it's his baby project, you know, when a management type says, oh, that's my baby. I'm going to get that one pushed through or whatever.
And this would be easier today.
So they got a second autopsy done. Second autopsy revealed that he had late-stage prostate cancer and heart disease.
Oh, good Lord.
This man was dying. But instead of seeking medical help or spending time with his family, if he had one, he chose to literally erase himself from existence. And to this day, nobody knows what his real name was, where he came from, originally born from, why he went to such extreme lengths to disappear like that, to cut off his tags and to not carry any kind of ID. He made a post office stop at one point mailing something, but to who? No one knows. What was inside, no one knows.
But that tells you maybe that he knew, right? He knew he was sick.
You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know what that, without going through rehab and chemo, like what that does to the body if you don't get that seen and figured out, if you know.
Yeah.
What about the purple bags?
What about the purple bag? Again, astonishing thing. No one knows what he was hiding.
Like colonoscopy bags?
Say again?
What?
Colonoscopy bags? Is that how you said that?
Yes. This is exactly
give her a hit. Give her one. No, actually, I think she's been doing them. That's why she just said colonoscopy. Wasn't that your last name prior to me? That's Luskoski. I didn't know if she was talking about a new brand or something.
No.
Throw your Louis out. Get the new Kolaskoski bag.
It's called an S bag, I think, medically. But, you know.
And you shouldn't reuse those either.
No.
A lot of people think that Peter Bergman was a former intelligence agent, a man with some dangerous secrets. Some even say by some of the surveillance film, and this is where people are just full of crap, I think, just to be honest with you. If you look this stuff up, especially on Reddit, a lot of people are saying he's a former Nazi and that's why he was trying to hide who he was and also would not have seeked medical help is because a lot of that would expose maybe who he really was through medical records. So one thing is for sure about this. He took his secrets to the grave. To this day, and this is 19 years ago, where facial recognition is a thing, DNA is what it is, and no one knows who that man was.
See, somebody's going to find out now because that's the society we live in.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, if somebody goes out and does something that goes against your political beliefs and they go Twitter famous and everybody's like, who is this guy? Like the Tesla guy that was keying all the cars. They found him already. And it's like, find out who this was. And quit chasing some. I want to know who Peter Bergman was.
Be able to get security camera way back then? Probably not.
2009, absolutely. Cell phone, everything. I mean, it was not that far removed tech-wise. We didn't have the AI and all that.
But. Wasn't that Don Jr. that kind of got that one going too on the Tesla guy? Like, find out who it is.
I think he... But Elon retweeted it too on X. And when he retweets it, like, if you got X, everybody sees it then because...
That's where everybody comes together trying to figure out a crime or who did what.
Yes.
They'll find out who this guy is.
So, if you ever see somebody slowly removing labels from their clothes, throwing away their belongings piece by piece, maybe keep an eye on them because you never know who's trying to disappear. And that, my friends, is another Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery. If you got a good conspiracy for me, hit me up at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W on your social media.
What the hell did he leave behind?
They don't know. They didn't know until weeks later to go back and look what this guy was hiding.
How odd.
What he was leaving behind. It's a million different theories. And that's why the speculation is so huge. Again, on Reddit, it's kind of mind-numbing. Like reading some of these posts where people just start.
Obviously a fake name.
Peter Bergman.
I mean, come on. I thought of the actor, the first Peter Berg, immediately.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Candace Bergman.
So I imagine either one, he probably
Saw
just...
your Brown. Not Sawyer Brown. Murphy Brown. Damn!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's talk to, is it Dirk or Derek?
Oh, Derek.
You never know. Derek, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Things good your way?
Generally, yes, but I have a very specific thing I'm dealing with, a roommate situation with a friend of mine. Listen, everything's great with Brad, great roommate. But what I'm looking to do is add another roommate, a female, to help with the rent. But Brad's got this girlfriend who is like as jealous can be, extremely territorial. So I don't know whether I should go to her or to him at the same time, like sit them both down together.
No.
You know, the rent is getting tough. It's a great place.
Did it go up?
Yeah, it went up just January 1st, yes.
I tell you.
And it's great, though. It's a great Victorian with plenty of room. And this female is a friend of mine. So there's nothing romantic going on in any way, shape, or form. And that's part of the issue. The rules are where we live is that you can't be involved with a person that you're rooming with, which sounds insane. But the guy who owns the building is a retired trooper, and he's just scary as hell. So I'm used to weird rules. I went to Catholic college up north, so I get it, and rent control and all that kind of stuff. So listen, that's what the guy wants. But again, it's Brad's girlfriend that's the problem, that I see as going to be the problem, and he's whipped. So help me out here.
Well, I would not. First off, sorry that you're having to deal with it, but like, what a good little interesting thing to think about here. I would not go to them as a couple. He is your...
That's more headache.
Are you guys friends prior to living together?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, through work, we're friends. But it's been a while. It's been 5 years. So we were very close before we moved in together, I would say, at least from my point of view. He's a good guy.
I think it's disrespectful to talk to her about it with him. I would tell him, say, look, this is what I think would be a good alternative to it. But how's your girl going to react to it? You know, because she thinks you're the man. And, you know, put him over. Say, you know, like, you know, we don't want her to think like she's all over you or whatever.
Yeah, but she's not renting the place. He is.
But let me ask a very probably snide question here. Is she attractive, the woman that's moving in?
Yes, she's attractive. However, the reason you would think that they would just become roommates themselves, right? And then I'll just get another person. But he's hedging on that to begin with. So he knows that there's an issue, there's a clinginess and possessiveness issue there. So, but yes, to answer your question, she's very attractive.
Are you, so you're, so I, that could really mess up a lot though, if, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you think.
But you're talking about, I'm sorry, you're talking about his girlfriend or the woman I want to bring in?
The woman you want to bring in.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. No, okay. She's attractive. She's okay. Attractive. Brad's girlfriend is very attractive. But yeah, okay. I would say she's attractive as well.
Let me ask you about the woman that you're bringing into your home. Does she have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
It's interesting. I think there's been both in her past. So, but I don't want to use that as a, well, maybe I should.
Absolutely, because if she's has someone else, she's not interested in anybody there, and it has to be, I think you introduce her as a roommate, and
that would
everybody has their privacy.
I remember one night when it was one of those boys' nights years ago, and it was late in the evening, and there were two girls left in the bar, and about 10 dudes.
And good
man, I tell you, it was, I felt bad for the women. I did. I
it's
even
like
went
Night
outside.
Of the Living Dead,
yes, like, I and so
creepy.
Like I know, like you said, yes, she's very attractive. Everything. Like not that you can't control yourself, but God, that's gonna.
If he knows that the girlfriend's gonna react a certain way, he must have seen something already that would set.
Oh
her
yeah,
off.
No, we've had conversations just in general about her jealous. Yeah, no, he knows for sure.
God, that has to be like rewarding, but also very bothersome. Like that a woman, like she loves you so much, really into you, that she doesn't want anybody. But then again, like a girl's just maybe looking at you, so what are you looking at my man for? It's like, I couldn't figure out if it was a mole or dookie on his face.
And I can see the problems if the girl's real sexy and she comes out in her pajamas or whatever, and that's just gonna.
I mean, a guy's not gonna see it that way, right? Like a woman would be like, oh, you're defending my honor, like it's hot, but a guy's going to be like, you're a psycho.
Like shoe on the other foot. If I was dating and the girl wanted to move in with two guys, like, no. Like, no.
She's going to accidentally end up in the wrong bed. Oopsie, I mean, bad.
She might be over there a lot.
I grew up watching Three's Company, I think. Is this woman's name Jacqueline Tripper by chance?
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Well, I mean, what if she's like, you know, I'm going to be over there a lot if this happens. She might concede it, like, okay, it's cool, but I'm going to be over there every day just to make sure.
And why would anybody want to be roommates with you if you can't control each other?
Paige.
I'm just saying.
He's not saying he can't control himself.
Well, I mean, apparently there's a situation where there's trust missing.
Now, someone asked this on the text line, and it says, ask this guy if he's the property owner, why he gets to decide who gets to live there. Does the other guy not get a say in it? That's a good question.
Oh,
I don't know.
You can put it on
him. You got a landlord, so is it just all in your name and you pick? You know.
Oh, I'm not an owner. I just, I'm just renting. I have a rental agreement for the year.
But so you're saying you've selected someone else. Have you asked your current guy, the Brad?
Oh, no. Yes, this is Brad. Still all in the planning stages. I haven't mentioned it to him either. This is just in a general way. Just in a general way, but not that I found somebody who's willing.
Do you think the females are better roommates, or this particular female is, well, I guess you have a history with her, so, you know, there's that too, so.
I'm not the person to ask. I lived with my ex-girlfriend for a year, and it was bad.
I've had pretty bad roommates as females. I have to.
It's a good way to find out. Like if you said, "Man, me and my girl were having a great time. Go out of town one weekend.
Yes.
If you're still dating on that Monday, it might work."
And the bad thing was the boyfriends that she would bring with her to the place that I didn't like, and you know, they would fight things like that, or she wouldn't pay.
Oh,
she was really messy
too,
and leaving her underwear up on her crotch. Dirty underwear on the floor. Like, it was really good.
You left your underwear on your crotch, lady.
You know, it was just
Paige, I hate to tell you, mine's right there now.
Crotch up, dirty underwear on the floor, and I had people coming over, and they're like, wow, you're really messy. I said,
let me get them underwear.
That's my roommate.
Derek, here's what I think is going to happen. When you say something to him, and I would speak to him alone about it. I wouldn't present it to them as a couple because I feel like his comeback, and if you do it as a couple, their comeback is going to be like, well, if you're going to let a female live here, why not my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then you're 2-1 forever.
You don't want to take that heat in front of her. Let him do it.
Yeah, that's not. That's really.
The more we talk, the more I realize it's true. You're right.
We're good at this, man. We're really good at this. No awards have ever been given for our great advice.
I want to swing by and hang out now. Just see how
it works. Like, let us know when you have your, what is it called? Housewarming. Yeah, do they still do those? Housewarming?
I mean,
we didn't do it prior to this, but maybe we'll do it now just to see how it goes.
Yeah, yes. You may need an icebreaker for the girlfriend.
I'll come throw a bottle of champagne through the sheetrock or something.
I'll give you the wine that's got the foot on it.
Oh, those are cool. With the
I've seen those.
You're paying for it though.
Or the whistling butthole wine they have at Aldi's, whatever they call it.
It's not whistling butthole. What is it called? I know the one you're talking about.
Winding Heine.
It's made by Jared, something. Not the jewelers, but the other ones. All right. Good luck with it. And if you would, let us know what happens. If you would.
I will. Okay. I will. I appreciate it, guys. Bouncing it around really helped.
Hey.
Good luck.
Thanks, Paige. You should try it. Bounce around in here. Thank you, Derek. Okay. Have a great morning.
I'm going to hold him to it. He really sounded like he'd give us an update.
I think Derek smoked 3 cigarettes while we were talking with him.
At the same time.
I mean, it was
good. Yeah, guys, I got a roommate that's about to come in. Right.
You want to play a game?
No.
Hey, you're just going to pay me the rental.
He sounded like Paige with her dirty girl talking the other
morning. I got this hot chick I want to move in. Man. She's really good. She's really good at paying the bills. She looks good. Underwear on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Floor.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments.
Blowing myself up.
Me too. I'm about to blow it out, blow it up.
You just missed a big dance. It was a big one. It was a big dance going on.
Oh, was that not for video, that all that movement we were just doing?
Oh, it's on video.
Oh, part of it is. Okay, good.
You finna go and see it.
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel. It'll be on Instagram, Facebook, X, and other ones right after the show at The Rise Guys. But for now, the live stream with the chat is youtube.com/Rise Guys.
So many comments.
Yes.
I mean, you got like loopers in here. What's up, Josh? Coach Johnson, Daniel Snow.
If Double D's is not in there, I'm going to be pissed. If Triple D's is, I'm going to be worried.
Oh, you know Triple D's going to pop up.
Okay.
You know that's going to happen.
Did I not start this off the usual way?
You did not.
Okay.
You ain't done it.
You ain't.
Okay. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Hell stupido.
I just get out of the, you know, the whole mindset. That was a fun little conversation we were having off the radio, too. I know that means nothing to you listening right now, but it's just fun.
That's why we got to have a patron so people can pay and listen to.
Yes.
Tequila. Everything.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. We talk about people.
Not bad, though.
Try not to, but sometimes you have to.
Again, if I talk about you on the radio, it means like I kind of respect you. Now, if I talk about you off the radio, it absolutely means I don't.
Did you know that?
I love that whole thing.
Come on. Whose face are you trying to save? Okay. Here we go. Hello to everyone in the chat. Here we go. Scene number one. These are lengthy, so we got to hit them up. Scene number one. Playing the role of Yahoo McDaniels.
Yahoo.
Is Matt Mann. Playing the role of Judy Jerry is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Catholic McCaffrey is Paige.
Another good one.
And playing the role of O.J. Spiller is Matt Mann. And action. We simply cannot let them take our homes. You know, to some, these are just apartments that were built in the 1990s. But this is our home. Our 30 years of memories, friendships, and the, well, the best damn potlucks in Greenville. We need to stand together and fight these out-of-town corporate bags of dicks. Who's with me?
Yes. We are not just some line on the spreadsheet. We are a community. They think they can just waltz in here, buy up our building, and turn it into an overpriced luxury condos. For trust fund douchebags? Not on our watch, pal.
Y'all dummies need therapy. It's a building, not the freaking peace center. Just take your security deposit and go touch some grass.
I refuse to let us become just another sad statistic of gentrification. Don't you realize the next time that you see sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be another school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now, they gotta do what's right for them because it's their time. Their time up there. But down here, this is our time.
Mr. Han.
Holy S. Yes! Yes! Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji.
That was moving, OJ Spiller. Heart emoji.
That literally gave me chills.
I just cried a little. This is what I'm talking about. Powerful words. Let's print this on signs. Put it on shirts. My grandma's got a cricket machine. LFG.
Oh my God. You morons. That's literally from the Goonies. Y'all rallying behind a flippin' speech from the 80s movie with a mutant man child and a tumbler kid who does the ruffle shuffle.
Wait, what? No, that was real. That came from the heart. O.J. Spiller would never...
What? I'm Googling it right... Mother... What?
I regret nothing.
This is why we're all getting evicted.
I feel so betrayed right now. This is worse than when we found out that damn Pam from 69C was stealing everybody's Amazon packages.
Or when we all realized our maintenance guy's been fixing the same damn dryer for 17 years. Or when they lied and said the pool had the chemical in there that turns blue if someone pees in there.
Hey, I was just giving you guys the motivation that you needed. Doesn't matter where the words came from. What matter is that we stand together and...
Girl, shut the hell up. You're already quoted a kid's movie, and these fools are not ready to war over it.
Suffering succotash. Okay, Christian McCaffrey. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Kathleen McCaffrey. Don't tell me to shut the hell up, you son of bitch. Honestly, though, should we still fight back, or is this rally dead?
I mean, we could still protest, or, hear me out, we just start looting early before the developers move in.
Now that's a cause I can get behind right there.
This is why we need to have some nice things.
I'm going to take my commode. I broke it in real good anyway.
Insane. So.
Nice little improv there on that.
Dude.
That's what
thank you. I had to. I forgot to change the name in that one. One of the names I forgot to change, so I had to change it.
I like Paige's shift on that last one, too, where it
dude,
says.
So, just to. Fatboy did this thing years ago where he'd say, well, how do you want, like, for instance, he might say, how do you want Judy Jerry to sound? Well, Fatboy is really just making fun of Jerry Judy.
Pretty much.
So I just put a name there, and he kind of, you know, ran with it. And then for Paige, I put old crotchety man with Irish accent. And, like, give her there.
That was like, it's Irish, isn't it? Like trying to do it.
That was like a deep mountain brogue. That was good.
Wait, it's Irish.
Your last name might be McFly. Holy moly.
Which means it's Mac in the South.
That's right. Hey, McFly.
Mac to you.
Where's McFly?
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/riseguys, and it'll be on all our social media after the show concludes. I thought you were doing air quotes, but you were raising the roof.
Trying to.
I'll get it as close as we can. All right. Scene two, playing the role of Liddy. L-I-T-T-Y, Fat Boy. Playing the role of Hooch, Matt Man. Playing the role of Gay Tammy is Paige. Wow, playing the role of Dr. Bean is Fat Boy. And playing the role of MC Punk is Matt Man. All right, it's going to be hard. And action.
Hey, gang, I just wanted it to be known that I'm in no way involved with this donation rally to raise funds from a duder to get an A-word. I do not. Do not donut support her life choices these days, and will not be sharing this begging for money with the GoDaddy campaign for shame.
Baby, I support you 110%, and I always will.
Heart you, Hooch.
Also, it's a GoFundMe, not a GoDaddy.
Are you sure it's not a go F yourself, angry face emoji?
All right, now. I was just trying to help out, not trying to be rude.
Well, how can I change it now?
I don't know. Maybe you go Google it?
Well, I don't get it. Kale is doing a GoDaddy for an A-word? You talking about her boyfriend? Because he's a real A-word?
I ain't saying, but you can about figure it out. Gay Tammy, as a family, we don't support her decision.
What is the GoDaddy for? Doody?
GoDaddy, not GoDuty.
It's GoFundMe, not GoDaddy.
Hooch, now I done told you today ain't the day, and I'm not the bitch to blank with.
Can I make a guess, Liddy?
I'ma message you, I reckon. Emoji with red face, evil eyebrows.
It's the A and Kel. It's getting it, is it ass surgery?
Not your brain, why would you say that?
Well, she ain't got no butt.
Yes, flat as a darn pancake.
Hooch!
Well, she don't, Liddy. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring and guess the A word. Is it, Adderall?
Who in the duck are you, and why would you even say that about my daughter?
Oh, hey, Liddy. I'm friends with Dr. Bean. Sorry.
Dear God, MC Punk. Chill out, man, for real.
Yeah, don't be posting on my page if you don't know my daughter, MC Punk.
Oh, but I do, Kel. I do know Kel, Miss Liddy.
And just how do you know my Kel?
Because I used to sell her Adderall.
Insane.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.